remember I said that when I was a boy, my father had some 12 or 14 hounds and 5 or 6 bird dogs. He was an avid sportsman. He loved to fox hunt and deer hunt, and he was one of the best bird shots in the state of Mississippi. And he loved good pointer bird dogs, and he had a few good setter bird dogs. Well, naturally, I came into it and loved it ever since I was big enough to hunt. So I started out hunting when I was about 10 or 12 years old, and about Bill's age.
Oh, Bill's younger than that.
Bill's older than that. Sure.
Please forgive me.
Yeah. So I was going hunting by myself unless I could get some of the black boys in the neighborhood to go with me. No, Alton didn't care about hunting. So I'd go with my dogs, and I had my own dogs. I had one little brown dog that I was very fond of. Her name was Yellow Dog, Yellow Gal. And she was one of the best possum dogs I had ever had. And so we started hunting when I was quite young, and I had some very interesting experiences. Of course, we'd have tried to hunt on Friday night and Saturday night. But if I hunted on Saturday night, I had to be in by midnight because Mom and Daddy didn't want me hunting on Sunday because they thought that something might befall me if I stayed out after midnight, and that was right. So I could stay out all night Friday night as long as I was hunting if I wanted to, but I had my chores to do on Saturday, so I had to keep up with them, so I didn't stay out all night very often. But we had plenty of game: possum, polecat, raccoon, mink. I don't recall anything else that we had down there in McBride. Of course, there was some wildcat, bobcat, we called them in those days, but I wasn't particularly hunting for them. Yes, there were some panthers that had come into that section of the country, and evidently had some young ones, and they were quite a few of those panthers out there in that country. You could hear them hollering. I remember one night I was in the woods, and the dogs had treed in the ground, and when I mean treed, that baying and let you know they'd found something, or at least they thought it was. They'd smelled it in there. And I was down trying to help the dogs dig in, and this panther hollered right behind me. And when that happened, the dogs stopped digging in the ground and come running out of the hole with their hair up on their back and their tails between their legs. And that was just a signal for me to get out of there. And I did as fast as I could go. Panther hollers just like a woman screaming in distress, if you can picture that. And I meant to tell you, brother, the hair on the dog's back wasn't the only hair that was standing up. I was just about scared to death, and we went straight home as fast as we could.